How do you teach a teenager about Yom HaShoah? How do you teach a teenager about the day in which we commemorate the Holocaust? We remember its victims, we recognize our survivors, and identify our heroes. A few months ago, our religious school and our Sci-Hi program put on an incredible brunch. It's to the credit of Danielle Kassin and Natalie Feinberg that over 50 Sci-Hi students and Holocaust survivors sat together at a brunch and learned about each other's stories. And if you want to read about this particular brunch, it's in this month's Sinai Speaks. Kayla Javahari, one of our ninth graders, decided to write about her experience. And she explained in the article, and I hope I don't ruin the article for you, go home and read it. But she explained that her experience and her Jewish identity was forever changed by that hour, because she had the chance to finally pair the word Holocaust with a name, with a face, with a person. And as I was watching our teenagers learn and grow through history, I realized that I had done the same thing many, many years prior. When I was a teenager as well in Orange County, I had the opportunity to learn the story of someone who's very close to me, a congregant at Congregation Eilat, Rose DeLima. And I learned her story before I went on USY Poland Seminar in Israel Pilgrimage, for the sole reason that when I walked through the camps of Auschwitz and Birkenau, I would have Rose DeLima's names sitting on the tip of my tongue. And I would have a personal story in my heart so that I would be able to connect to the place in which I was standing. You see, Rose DeLima told me the stories about how she survived in hiding and then unfortunately was found by the Germans and the Nazis and taken to Auschwitz. It was there where she met Anne Frank and her sister. And then after the war, she was reunited with her beloved husband. They had two sons and many, many grandchildren. And what I've done is I've taken Rose DeLima's story, one story. I brought her story to my high school and then to UCLA, to rabbinical school, and you can even find her story here in our library at Sinai Temple. I shared with the Sci-Hires that morning the story of Rose DeLima, and then I told them the following story from our tradition. You see, it says in the Talmud that a few rabbis were walking by and passed a particular town, and when they reached that town, they said to the people in the city, "Where are the people who guard your city? Bring them forward. Bring forward the people who protect this town." And so the people of the town looked about and said, "Well, of course, bring the guards. The guards are the ones who watch over our city. They're the ones with the weapons. They're the ones who stand at night and protect our town." And so they brought the guards forward. And the rabbis looked at them and said, "No, you have it all wrong. The guards, yes, they protect your city by night, but who are the real watchmen of this town? Bring us your teachers. Bring us the teachers who tell the stories of your people. Because if you really want to show who guards a town or guards a city or guards a people, it's the transmitters of our stories, the transmitters of our tales and our narratives." And the reason why I told that story to our Sci-Hires that morning is because if you asked on that day, who are the watchmen, who are the guards of our tradition, I would say it's our students. Because now they are the teachers of the stories of the Holocaust survivors that they met that morning. They're the ones that will go forward in this world and share those tales long after our Holocaust survivors are gone and unable to tell the stories themselves. How do you teach a teenager about Yom HaShoah? Yes, you can learn about Yom HaShoah and the Holocaust in a textbook. Or you can do one of a few suggestions. Number one, I suggest that you pair your teenager, and by the way, not just a teenager, a college student, a friend, someone that you know, with a Holocaust survivor today. And if you're looking for people to pair up with, please call the office and we would be happy to do so. Share each other's tales. And then number two, come see From Death to Hope, Cantor Brown's beautiful production, tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. and then Monday evening at 7:30. And teach your children what it means to be the guardians of our stories. I look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow night and Monday evening, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom.